Here, let me get some. Here, get some cans. A couple of you guys put cans because we got some calls here. Sammy.
Weiss.
What's up?
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. This is the same Sam that you sent to the races.
All right, Sammy.
You know, you're dead Jeff Gordon fan club. You're all set. He took care of that. You should be getting that in the mail sometime in the future.
Man, Jake,
big race.
Jakey going to win this
Southern
weekend.
500.
We're sending it right to the station.
You the man, bro.
And I got a question for one of those guys there. This is going to be a tough one. Years ago, it was 18 years ago, they used to play this one really bluesy off-the-wall tune called The Mighty Atom Smasher. They were the only ones that ever
did. Yeah, Roadmaster.
Where? I've been looking for a copy of that song since you guys played it.
I own one. You can't have it.
I got to have a copy of that song.
Bro, bring it in so we can play it.
We might be able to work something out.
Well, why wouldn't
tell
you?
Tell anybody about copyright infringements or anything, but yeah, we might be able to work
cool.
something out.
Copyright?
I mean, I'm serious. I've like been looking.
Hold on. This is a record by a band?
Yes.
So what do you mean copyright infringement? What are you talking about?
They're called Roadmaster. They had the Mighty Atom Smasher on lead vocals. They had a song called Sunella Jones, which is also a real cranker.
Two or three albums, I believe.
I will probably might be playing that. I think I threw it in my bin. I don't know if it made the cut or not.
We'd have to ask our engineer.
AMPM.
AMPM, that's right.
What does that mean?
That was one of the songs. The first Roadmaster album. The second album is for crud, but the first album was fabulous.
We should make a tape for this guy and leave it up here so you can pick it up.
Well, look, guys, whose butt do I got to kiss to get a copy
of
that?
Kiss these guys' butts. They should be kissing yours.
They should be kissing yours for remembering a figure piece of crap song.
There you go. We love you guys.
Obviously, the band never went anywhere, and probably this is the biggest market they had.
Pumping
I don't know.
Gas in Ottawa,
I'm having a good hair day. You can kiss mine.
There you go. All right, Sammy.
Okay, well, how can I get this? I'm serious. I got to have a copy of that.
Look up Kevin DeHand in the phone book.
Kevin.
Okay, or call information. I just moved. If you leave me a voicemail, I'll return your call. Hey, I'm a small guy.
Stop out to the arcade. And
didn't
we'll
you work
out.
At the arcade?
Yes, more years than I care to remember.
You'll remember me.
Me and the Statue of Liberty were the landmarks in New York State.
All right, baby.
Okay, thanks a lot.
I appreciate it. He says you'll remember him.
Yeah, he'll remember
him. Sam, this kid knows you.
Oh, okay.
Alan.
I'm driving down the road. I'm going down the expressway when WSAY was at its peak, and listening to the news, like Mike Melody or Jerry Jack or one of those guys who was DJ, combination DJ, you know, chief cook, bottle washer, is reading the news. Do you remember, Weez, there was a detective lieutenant, Fanta Grossi, was always in the news for the police department?
I used to date his daughter.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, Flora. She's a very nice girl.
I'm driving down the road, and they go into the story about...
Fellas. This is the reason you guys went off the air. Shut up! Try to talk one at a time so that people could hear you. Go ahead, Alan.
Okay, I'm driving down the road. They go into this story on the news, and he refers to defective Lieutenant Fanta Grossi. Didn't miss a beat. I had to pull to the side of the expressway. I thought I was going to pee.
That's what you call great radio.
Oh, it was priceless.
Never
knew what hit him. Just kept right on going right through the story.
Well, some of that was intentional, and some of it wasn't, and that was the joy. You could blow off a whole bunch of those and make it seem like you meant it.
We had a great time with the Apollo ferry ship. Let me tell you that one.
All right, Alan. Thank you. Steve. Yeah, can't hardly hear you.
Morning, Circus.
Quick question. We can't hear you.
I was a huge fan of WSAY during the 70s when I was a teenager.
Snoozer. Oh, no. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was a huge fan of WSAY during the 70s, and it kind of blew me away that Action for a Better Community drove them out of business with their lawsuit. I think it was a big loss for Rochester Radio.
I don't know if that happened, but hang up and listen. What's that got to do with
the... What happened was the Gordon Brown had just about had enough. He had the station up for sale at that time to an outfit that was going to turn it over to be Country and Western. But his license was also coming up for renewal, and Action for a Better Community and other groups in the Rochester area were suing Gordon Brown on the technicality that they didn't think he serviced the community, minority hiring. The list was on and on and on and on and on. So he spent most of his amassed fortune fighting that suit so that he could, in fact, sell the station and also the sister station in Buffalo, WNIA. So
all right.
That was that deal.
Richie.
Yes, sir.
What do you got?
Weez, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Circus, how you doing this morning?
Good, buddy.
We're good.
I got a couple questions, if I might.
Go ahead.
For these guys from SAY. I was a big fan back in the mid-70s myself, and I was wondering, what was the Angelus prayer all about?
Ah, that was...
Did you have to do that? Was that the lady that owned the station?
That was a contract thing. The Angelus prayer was part of what they called the Family Rosary for Peace at the time.
That's right.
And we also had a lot of religious programs that we ran during the week. We couldn't charge a lot for spots because we didn't have the ratings. So these shows paid us pretty good money to run them, so they kind of kept the place afloat. So
I remember I would bum like at 7 o'clock at night because we'd have a half an hour of that.
You weren't alone.
The prayer stuff.
By the way, for you good Catholics out there, the Family Rosary for Peace was 7 to 7:30 was the rosary, all 50 Hail Marys and 5 Our Fathers and all that.
That's
deal.
That's right, every day.
But if you're a good Catholic, the Angelus prayer is played at 6 o'clock in the morning and at 12 o'clock noon. It's like a little short prayer, about 3 minutes long, and it's all devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary and all that stuff, right. Okay?
And that appears a few times on Sunday, by the way.
What about the black man or black person things that you always did?
He's a black man.
Yeah. You know,
that was
what did he do?
Part of our public service announcements.
Do we still have those?
I think, yeah, there's a couple of those.
Minute spots on Frederick Douglass or Eli Whitney and all those, you know, all those cool guys that did a lot to bring America to the point it's at today.
Cotton. Absolutely. I used to enjoy those. You know, that was...
not as good as Bugs Bunny get off drugs, but it was good.
No, actually, it wasn't, but that's great. Those were the questions.
Shane.
Thanks for...
Hey.
What up?
Wazer, hey. You guys, you remember you guys should have the John Birch Society on it?
Come on. That's the kind of thing you forget.
What was that about? How ironic is that?
John had money.
Yes. Yeah. Well, that was a cool station. The one guy was Mike Melody. Was his real name Kevin?
That's me right here, Kevin DeHond.
You
Kevin
picked me and a girl up hitchhiking about 4 in the morning in your VW bug going across the bridge.
It was a VW 412 sedan. It was a nice car. Hard to afford on $1.85 an hour, by the way, I might mention.
Well, you gave us a ride. I appreciate it.
Hey, anytime. I was probably trying to steal your girlfriend away from you. So.
No, you were actually pretty cool. She wanted you, but you were pretty cool with me about it.
Well, that's nice to know in retrospect. It makes me feel good. Thank you very much.
Well, I appreciate that.
Hey, pass it on to the next guy you see hiking.
Okay, man. Take it easy, guys.
Love you. Bye.
All right.
We're a little late. We got to take a break. Then we only have a few minutes for these cats because we got Paul McGuire at 7:45. They want to stick around. They can stick around.